Welcome to Exploring the Marketplace, a podcast all about how faith impacts our guests' careers and lives. I'm Sean Bowles, here with my co-host.
And I'm Bob Haston, and we're here to bring you unfiltered, powerful conversations with industry leaders, entrepreneurs, and culture shapers who are living out their faith in extraordinary ways. From billion-dollar boardrooms to creative industries, we reveal how God is moving through everyday, ordinary people just like you, and this podcast will give you courage, which is our goal.
Yeah, these are the stories you don't get to hear on Sundays. Plus, we get to dive deep in the latest trends in business, finance, entertainment, and politics, giving you real insight from a kingdom and biblical perspective.
This is where faith meets influence. This is Exploring the Marketplace. Welcome to Exploring the Marketplace. I'm Bob Haston with my great friend, Sean Bowles. Sean, are we doing anything interesting today?
I love your question. You almost always start the show like that. Yeah. And it's always interesting. I love just, you know, what we're doing on the show because it's impacting people. And I run into people all the time who are telling me, you did this on the show, or you said this on the show, or you had this guest on the show. So thank you so much for your feedback, everybody. But today we're going to talk to all of you guys about hearing God, even if you've already understand that subject. But so many of you might be new to the fact that many of our successful people, their secret sauce or secret ingredient to their success is their ability to connect the Holy Spirit and to hear his voice. And so Bob and I want to talk to you about that during our real talk. And then afterwards, man, we have an incredible guest today who is named Karen Coffey. And Bob, she actually went through a crash of life where her mother passed away. She ended up going through a very hard divorce and she lost her family's 200-year-old farm all in the same yearish period. And she was couch surfing with her 14-year-old son, or maybe he was 10 years old at the time. And then they ended up like encountering a method to connect the Holy Spirit. That's one of the reasons why we're talking about this pre-subject, because I think it's so important that we hear God, because we get opportunities she would have never had as a single mom. And I think it's so profound that now she's one of the most successful, fastest growing businesses in America. But it started with a surrender to hear his voice and to know what his will and his agenda was. So that's what's on our show today.
Oh, that's exciting. I know you don't like listener feedback, but I'm going to read it to you anyway, Sean, okay?
Yeah.
This is from Safari Mom at Apple Podcasts. And she says, my husband and I have been in marketplace ministry for 30 years, and it's been a lonely place sometimes, especially overseas for 20 years. How wonderful to have a collection of testimonies from others living this out. Thank you for sharing from your own lives and curating excellent content about how to walk this calling out with courage, faith, hope, and love. You know what I love about that is, Sean, every pre-show we tell our guests, like, our job is to give people courage.
Yeah,
that's true. And this Safari Mom writes about that. And thank you so much for writing and listening. And we love your feedback, especially Sean. Sean loves your feedback. We love to read it on the show. And if you have questions, we love to answer questions. We actually have a question of the week a little bit later in this Real Talk segment. So go to BowlesMinistries.com and click on the button that says Ask Sean and Bob a Question and let us know what your question is or give us feedback, because we love it. We love our listeners and viewers. So let's get to the Real Topic segment, Sean.
Well, before we get there, I have a new podcast coming out and it's called Exploring the Prophetic. So instead of Exploring the Marketplace, and I break down how people hearing from God, it can change their lives, but also the world around them in very practical ways. Oh. And I do a prophetic perspective every Sunday. It comes out on Sundays and people can hear a prophetic word or they can get an interview. And I have different types of things that we have planned for the show, but it's a weekly show and it will have different times of supplemental episodes, like midweek episodes as we go forward. But I started this podcast that you and I are doing as Exploring the Prophetic, but we really wanted to impact the marketplace people and go after people who are in business and careers and entrepreneurs. And it's been so phenomenal to do that. But I have been giving a kind of a supplemental service every Sunday morning anyways. So we're turning it into a podcast again. And so if you want to do that, you got to subscribe to it. It's not the same podcast. You have to go to any podcast server and subscribe to it. So I'm going to encourage you to subscribe to Exploring the Prophetic. We're going to hear me and hopefully sometimes Bob's wife, Lauren, which is going to be really fun. But Bob, here's this topic today. There's so much noise out there about what it is to actually hear God. And we're going to answer it in a very simple question. Does God speak to us about our career and our business? And if so, how? And I think that this is one of the big things where every once in a while when I'm interacting with people who listen to the show, they're like, I didn't believe I could hear from God for my business or my career. And then they tell me a story. And one of them was a nursing, or she was a nurse, and she's from Irving, Texas here. And I ran into her And she said, I work in the hospital. My daughter works, or my daughter goes to school across the street from the hospital. And I just, when I thought about God speaking to me, it was like, is he going to tell me to pray for someone, or, you know, just like once in a lifetime opportunity. Mm-hmm. And then when I listened to your show, I just start to ask God about daily decisions and even about some of the conflicts that were at work and some of the things that were happening with different people around me. And it changed the way that I did my career because I started to get insight and input and wisdom. And I love it. That was just the other, like yesterday. So I love that there's people who are hearing God because they're learning how to ask normal questions about mundane things even. And God gives them a way to walk something out that wasn't even on the grid or their table of opportunity before they heard his voice, before they connected to the Holy Spirit. So let's talk about this, because you and I have even written a book about it called Wired to Hear. Yeah. What do you think when it comes to, because you used to not see yourself as a prophetic one or someone who hears from God a lot, but you've changed through the years too, because you realize that you're wired for this. Talk about like that journey for people who may not feel like they hear from God for their business or career or anything else.
Well, I think it's so interesting that a few seconds ago, you talked about your new podcast, Exploring the Prophetic, because I used to listen to that podcast and I thought it was so amazing. And you're right. I thought everybody else was prophetic and, you know, I wasn't. But what you did in your books and your writings and your podcast is you demystified hearing the voice of God. And so I started saying to myself, well, it's irrelevant to me if I'm prophetic or not. Can I hear the voice of God?
Yeah.
And this was through years of talking with you and starting to recognize in my life, oh, I do hear the voice of God. I just don't hear it like Sean does or Lauren does or some of the other prophets that are out there. I hear it more in a way of wisdom. And, mm-hmm. and so as I recognized when I was consulting with people, all of a sudden I'd be talking about something that I actually literally had never thought about. And as these words were coming out of my mouth, I was kind of looking like, this is very interesting because I've never thought about this. This must be the Lord. And I got to the point of realizing that the Lord was, giving me supernatural strategy.
And yeah, that word's a big word, though, supernatural strategy. I think a lot of times when people hear these words, hearing God's voice, supernatural strategy, I think if we could sit down, if the average Christian could sit down with someone like an Elon Musk and say, give me all the wisest decisions you made and how did you get there to make them, they would probably say, well, here they are, but I don't know how it got there. Like, it just came from inside. It just was like, I just knew, or I just felt, or I just... I've sat down with business people, both saved and unsaved, for years, and they've told me these stories. I'm like, that's where God is in your life. And they recognize it's other than, it's not their normal, that it's something that is beyond them. It's not just their normal inside personality. It's like inside something in them changed in that moment, or was invited to something in that moment. Even before they were saved, they connected to like God, because God's wired us. Until we're dead, we're not separated. I mean, we're not saved, but we're not separated. Like, when you're dead, and if you don't have a relationship with God, you're separated from him. We have an opportunity our whole life to connect to him, and we're wired for it. And so God's constantly trying to reveal himself to us and help us. And he wants us to know Jesus. But until then, he is still giving his nature to us or helping us along. And many Christians recognize that before they were saved, where God showed up and saved their life or helped them with something or saved their marriage. But it's hard. So I love that you're using these words now that may have been uncomfortable for you 15, mm-hmm. 20 years ago.
Yeah. And you showed me that. You showed me hearing God isn't this big, scary thing. And then recognizing, like you use the term in Wired to Hear, like I'm going to reverse engineer this. And there's a story in Wired to Hear where Sean takes a very successful businessman who said he doesn't hear God. And he said, oh, well, tell me about, you know, a situation. And when you read the book, you'll just be like, wow. Because it's such a beautiful story about you showing people that it has to be God.
Yeah, and I think that's ultimately why we even do a show like this. Even though we want to highlight business stories, and we want to highlight people in their careers walking with God, how their opportunity changes because they're walking with God. It seems like even the guests that we have who don't come from maybe a charismatic or Pentecostal tradition still share where God showed up and spared their life or helped them through a health issue or helped them through a business crisis. And they could recognize that it was God. They could recognize that he either spoke or moved in a powerful way in a mundane issue. And I feel like that's in this next kind of season of Christianity over the next 10 years, I think by the end of 10 years, we won't recognize what it was like before, because so many people have these stories of, and then God showed up, and then God did this, or God put this in my spirit or my heart. And we're going from, like, you know, God is my business partner to actually, like, I know God and he's ruling my life. He is my leader. You know, it's like, I think the language is going to change where it's been more trivial and great, great antidotes. And we're coming to a place where it's not an antidote, it's a relationship.
Yeah. Well, when we started this podcast about, you know, how do you hear God for your business was our first question.
Yeah.
What miracles has God done in your life? And how has God led you through breakdowns or breakthroughs? I thought, okay, you know, we might do 20 or 30 or 50 episodes, but it's unbelievable how the listeners and viewers have grown and how so many stories continue to come to us to the point where we're continuing to do this past 200 episodes.
We've done 50 this year, Bob, in 2024, 50 yeah. this year. And that's a crazy amount of episodes. And some of you might be listening to this at the beginning of 2025, but it's like, that's a lot of episodes in 1 year. We've done hundreds before that. So the conversation is still relevant. The conversation,
it's a lot of stories of hearing God.
Yeah. Well, if you want to go on a journey with that, we do have our book, Wired to Hear. Go to bowlsministries.com. You can get that book or go to Amazon and anywhere books are sold. Bob, we had a question that came out of your business accelerator just last week that I thought when you shared the answer, I was like, instead of using one of our questions that people have sent in online, can we use that accelerator question? Because you had just language that I thought was really profound. But they asked the question, how do you make strategic planning when your goal is not to grow necessary business and metrics, but to grow people? So this would affect maybe pastors or even coaches or people who are looking at their resource and what they're trying to generate is a team or people is more important than maybe the business or the finances. And so this is a powerful question, and your answer I thought was really important.
Yeah, I mean, I want to hear what you have to say too, but I think, you know, part of a strategic plan is having your mission and your vision and your values, which is, you know, what does my business do and where is my business going and what are my core values? And part of the values is what's your culture? And in all my years of talking to people and consulting with people and running my own business, I realized that people are what make a business run. It's yeah. not the widgets. It's not the service. It's people. And so our goal has to be growing people all the time, whether you're in a 501c3 or a church, or whether you're running a business for profit. So part of a strategic plan has to be, the discussion has to be about how you're growing people. And growing people is how businesses grow. Eventually, there's a legacy aspect of you're growing people to replace you. And so that you can either be promoted or you can retire or whatever, or they can take over the business that you've created. And so I think it was such a beautiful question. And in this class that I was teaching, the Holy Spirit just fell when this man asked this question, because he was so earnest about wanting to write a strategic plan, but his goals, most of his goals were around growing people.
Yeah. I think it's so awesome. I think a lot of Christians don't think of growing people as much, or if they do, it's more idealistic because they know they're supposed to make money. If they're a business person, they know they're supposed to go after increasing their business. And so they have kind of a sentimentality towards growing people, but not necessarily a plan for it. And so I like this question for both sides, whether you're in a ministry-centric kind of world or you're in a company world. Because like one of our guests, Eric Knapp, who we talk about quite often, I think, because he's so marked both of us, and you're so ongoingly connected to him. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I love that guy. Yeah. And he won the cultural award, I think, two or three times now in the Bay Area for company culture. And it's because he's done just this. He's written into their values how they're going to celebrate and honor and connect and grow people. And I've just never seen a company who's done that so well, especially to be celebrating the Bay Area where it's so maybe liberal and intense, and they have such a conservative value system. And yet that doesn't affect how people feel who are working for them in a negative way. It affects them in a positive way because the whole overall company is meeting some goals that they've set that are so beautiful. So I think, you know, even finding some role models out there who are doing it really well and trying to find some patterns, because the patterns are the same, even if you apply them differently, I think it's really important to find. So I love your that you even brought this up, because I think when you were talking about it, I was like, we need to do that on the show. We need to talk about that for a minute.
Yeah. Well, you know, Eric has one staff member that her title is employee experience. That's what she's in charge of.
I just want to be with her. I want her to give me experiences. Yeah. I want to go to Disneyland with them, you know.
Well, let's do this. Let me intro our guests. Today we're honored to have Karen Coffey on Exploring the Marketplace. Karen's a two-time Inc. 500 award winner who has an incredible story of resilience and faith. From being a homeless single mom, she partnered with God and followed the leading of the Holy Spirit to build a multi-million dollar coaching and consulting company. Amazing.
Wow. Well, up next, Karen Coffey. I want to invite you to come and grow in the prophetic and spiritual gifts, and you have to do this intentionally or you won't see the results you want. We have a powerful tool for you called the Spiritual Growth Mentoring Community. We do four-week live courses with amazing speakers, and we have a prophetic nurturing community as well. And one of my favorite things that we do is online activation and connect groups with our pastors, so you actually have equipping opportunities to grow that are real time. You get to practice what you learn in classes. On top of that, I get to be your monthly prophetic accelerator coach and teach you how to go on a journey in the prophetic that maybe you've never been on before. And if you have been, you're gonna get impartation. You get to ask your questions. You get real prayer. And the atmosphere that I said, I think is one of the best you can have when pursuing hearing God's voice. 2025 is gonna be our best year yet. Upcoming courses are all about how to grow deeper in the prophetic. We're gonna talk about breaking curses in with the demonic, going after words of knowledge. And we have teachers who are gonna give you the secrets of prayer. And we're gonna help you move forward in God and all that he has for you. We care about your spiritual growth. And I know you care about it too. So come join us.
Welcome back. We're here with Karen Coffey. Karen, we're so excited to have you.
Thank you.
Karen, I'm excited because I read some of your story and we just got to get right into it, because you were a single mom. You inherited your grandparents' farm. You were living on it and everything started to fall apart to the point where you ended up being a single mom couch surfing. And to go from there to where you're at today, we just got to hear the story. Like, tell us about where you were at, what happened.
Wow. So yeah, I was living on the farm. This was a farm that had been in my family for over 200 years.
Oh, wow.
And I, you know, back in 08, 09, we were at a period of time where we just thought money grew on trees. I mean, it was before the banking crisis.
Yeah.
And when that banking crisis came, I had put a mortgage. I don't win any awards for that, but I put a mortgage on that farm that was paid off. And just a note to your listeners, don't do that ever. And money did not grow on trees. And I found myself I couldn't pay the mortgage. This is a 100-acre farm.
Wow.
I lost the farm that had been in my family for over 200 years and my car, my job. You know, I was in residential real estate at the time. Mm-hmm. So just everything fell apart. And that's when we began couch surfing after that downturn.
So Karen, let's camp here for a second. And like, I remember that housing crisis and everyone was losing their houses. And not only did you lose your house, but you're in real estate, which that you lost your job there. Do you remember how you were feeling? Like, how did you feel towards God? Did you feel abandoned?
Yes. Yes. You know, I was a Christian and I felt I was a good Christian. And, you know, you become just disappointed. Mm-hmm. I was so disappointed and very abandoned. I felt very abandoned. Like, why didn't you give me a heads up? And then I felt the feelings of guilt. Like, how could you be so stupid? You know, really, Karen, how could you be so stupid to have lost the family farm that, I mean, literally they're picking up rocks in the 1800s and clearing fields. And I, in my lack of wisdom, lose it. And I felt horrendous. And I didn't know how to come back from that. I really didn't. But I'll tell you, it puts you on your knees faster than anything you can imagine to lose everything. I think my mother died that same year. My husband and I got divorced. It was just everything that could have gone wrong went wrong that year.
Wow.
And so I was feeling horrible. Yeah. Lost.
So take us on, like, where did you go from there? Like, just take us on the story.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, besides the fetal position. Yeah, besides that.
We're laughing, but we're not really laughing. Right. That's like this.
No, it was horrible, but I can laugh about it now. Sure, on the other side. But so really, the humility that came upon me, and it was on my knees, and I said, God, just give me one thing. Every day I got on my knees, Sean, and I just asked, give me one thing that I can do today, because I can't handle the blueprint, obviously. I can't handle the 30 steps. I need just one thing, and I promise you I will follow through no matter how crazy it is. And I did. Every day I would get into prayer, and I would listen. And that is a gift that I've been given, that I can hear, and not well, obviously, all the time, but and just one step. And at the end of a year, I had 365 steps to building a business that he was on. He was in, he was partnering with me. He was opening doors. And from that homeless place, now there was a lot of guidance along the way, but from that place, I was able to build a multi-million dollar coaching and consulting company for businesses and real estate, oddly enough, over the last 5 to 6 years. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, won the Inc. 500, fastest growing companies in America. And it was all based on his wisdom and how he led us.
Wow. That's so amazing. Tell us and our listeners and viewers, what were the first few steps? Like, how did you go from the
fetal out of the fetal position?
Exactly. Well, you first put your hand on the floor. No. So you take a shower. First. No, but one of the first steps was, it was crazy. It was, I was asked, I saw a blip of a vision, and I know you guys know what I'm talking about, but it was a vision of me walking into a real estate office with a suit on, and God gave me the words to say. Wow. Oddly enough. So I pull my suit, my moth smelling suit that had been in the closet for, you know, forever at my grandmother's house, I think. And I put it on and I walked into this brokerage office and I said, I am here to build a real estate team, and I give me your broken and your downtrodden, and I promise you that I will make them a success.
Oh my gosh.
And those were and I didn't know anybody. I didn't know any agents. I didn't know. And those were the words, like, thus saith the Lord. No, it really wasn't that way, but it was God's words, because I would have never come up with those, the boldness. Mm-hmm. I did it. I walked in and the guy was, his hair kind of blew back, and he was like, all right, I've got 10 agents that are struggling. If you want to talk to them, you can. Wow. I was like, okay, next day. God, what do I say? These 10 agents. It's fast forward, because I don't want to take too long on this, but I was able to make $100,000 in my first 100 days from homeless based on what God was telling me to do, because I just surrendered. I had to. I didn't have a choice. It wasn't like, oh, I'm so holy and I just surrender. I was pretty beat up and I didn't have anywhere to go but up.
Now, how many kids do you have now? How old are they?
I have one child, and he was 14 at the time.
Okay. And how was this for him? How was he experiencing you?
Oh, my gosh.
God, and like, where is he at now, like, with this whole – because I know there's been a lot of redemption. We're about to talk about that in a minute. But, like, that must have been really interesting for him to go from, like – he went through the swing of brokenness, too, of the whole Absolutely. Situation. But then he also got to watch a redemption story.
Yeah. It's really sad that, when it started, he was about 10.
Yeah.
And so he was angry. He was heartbroken. He was used to living a decent lifestyle. Yeah. And here he was poor all of a sudden. And he's following mom around on sofas and being fed by family and friends, you know. And so it was friends, actually, not family. But he had a very difficult time, even to the point where he was struggling with addiction and suicide early on. Oh, and it just really rocked his world. Mm-hmm. Now the redemption is, but God, but God, in a faith-based recovery. And he's fine with me talking about this. I mean, this isn't something that, and we have the closest relationship of two people. He is now in the House of Representatives for the state of Tennessee as a legislative assistant.
That's awesome.
And he is just, he's so bright, and he is working with such solid people in government, solid Christians, solid people who want to see change and God really show up in government. So that's where
he's going. That's, I'm so glad I asked that question.
Yes, me too.
You think about the kids too. You just think about like what is their God story in it? And I knew there was one.
Yes, yes. And he is, he is saved, and he is completely, you know, just, yeah, a lover of Jesus.
Wow.
For sure.
So Karen, you've talked to us a little bit about this blueprint. I'm going to just call it a blueprint that God gave you. You said 365 steps and 365 days, but I'm assuming you have a blueprint. And I understand, you know, walking into an office and saying, hey, I'm really going to help you, and going home and saying, how am I going to do that? Right. And then how did God download this to you, like steps for our listeners and viewers to hear and understand, like, you know, this is a process. This just doesn't happen overnight, and it's not easy, and it doesn't hockey stick up. That there were some breakdowns and breakthroughs in the midst of this.
Sure, sure. You know, I guess just to, there's a lot of pain along the way, but I'll tell you, once I started meeting with God every single day and knowing that he cared just about as much about my business as he did about my salvation, you know, that he's like, you and your listeners, I have gifted you. I am expressing through you, and I want to partner with you. And when I knew that, the pain dissipated, that really just melted away in that surrender. And I didn't always know what to do, but I'll tell you, just to make that space to listen, but more importantly than even listening, and you guys know this, is to follow through with what you hear.
Yeah.
You know, we sit there and go, oh, you said to reach out. Well, I don't want to reach out to Bob. I don't want to reach, you know.
I've been there. I know that one. Like when you just have that resistance and you don't get the fruit of it.
No, and you don't get the fruit and the blessing. Right. So that was the first, you know, the first is listening. The second is following through. But then I really had God impress upon me the importance of first fruits and tithing. And I always thought that was a manipulation by the church. I was like, you know, I grew up, like, they're just trying to get my money. Another building fund. Come on. And so I likened it. I started realizing that if everything belongs to God, and it does, then everything I get is a gift, and I'm just giving him a referral fee of 10%, because that he asked for a tithe. He asked for 10%. When I started realizing, oh, I'm happily giving you 10%, because without you, I would have nothing. That's when everything changed. So I went from being that agent, starting this team, blessing those people, to coaching and consulting other agents, because they started asking. They started asking. And so that tithing was a huge part for me to overcome. And I think it's so important that we don't have that resistance. Super easy to give $10.
On our show, all these years, we've had a lot of people talk about giving, but no one's explained tithing that way. I think it's so cool that you just broke it down to more of a relational aspect with God, of like, wait, I tied my value system to you. And part of that was learning how to tithe, which I think is, to Sheree and I are the same way. I know Bob and Laura are the same way. It's like, there's something about just tying your value system to God with each check you get, with each amount of money you get, there's something that happens where you change and you stay stable. It like roots you so differently. Tell us about how you started to go on the journey where the success started coming in and things shifted, because you have quite a few stories in that, and especially about the farm, because I'm sure people are like, no, she lost the farm. You have to tell that.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Yeah. So ended up, I could not pay that mortgage, and we had to, we were foreclosed on, and that was just painful, because again, after so many 200 years of my ancestors, and then I'm the one, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm the one that lost it. And so for 10 years, I prayed into, if there's any miracle upon miracle that you can give me, and I can get that farm back, I promise you, unto you, Lord, I will just dedicate this land and this property to you. So developers bought it. Unfortunately, they cleared the old cabin and the old barns off. 10 years later, the developers called me and said, your neighbors will not give us a right-of-way to put a subdivision in there. Do you want to purchase it back?
Wow.
Oh my God.
What? 10 years. And the thing is, I couldn't have bought it 10 years earlier back, yeah. but now I was doing well. And I said, yes, yes, I would love to. And the very first thing I did, I wish I had a photo I could share, but was I put a small country chapel. It's like this white country chapel with windows. And we put a dedicated Bible in the foundation and said, for the promises kept from the Lord. It's just like, oh my God, every time I pass by there, I'm just like, this is amazing. Amazing.
That's amazing. Well, I know we're kind of jumping back and forth, but sure. I'm looking at your beautiful Inc. 500 plaque back there. And
two of them. Hold on. Hold on. There we go. Two.
There you go. You've got two of them. Talk to us about how you scaled your business and how you ended up on the Inc. list.
Right. Well, in one of those, you know, I don't believe that I don't hear every step, but sometimes someone just lands in front of you and it's from God. That's the step that you're supposed to take. And so I found a mentor and a coach, and I'll tell you what, it was just a matter of 1 month after I met him. He gave me some things to do. And this is the importance of having someone like this in your life, I believe, that's spirit led. Mm-hmm. And the first month, because I just think it's God and I did 30,000. The second month we did 60.
And you're talking about the coaching business.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Coaching mm-hmm. Real estate agents and business owners and right. entrepreneurs.
Right.
And I never told anybody, well, I'll get to that in just a moment, but we closed out at 1.2 that first year and 1.2 million. And then we went to 2.4. And then we did 3.6, and it just went on. And this was all in step with God, what do we do next? What's your next best step for us? And so about 3 years in, we were awarded, and they verify everything, your bank accounts, your say everything. And so we were awarded with the Inc. 500 fastest growing companies yeah. in America. So, and we did that 2 years in a row. Very yeah. proud of that.
Yeah, that's something very proud to be. So what's happening now, Karen?
Yeah. Wow. So, you know, after we got off the ground and I had a team of about 15 people, I say leverage is life. That's the way we can do what God called us to do. And it's been in my heart for years to teach others how to partner with God to create businesses that really honor him. Mm. So we launched Spirit-Led Business. And it's going to be a nonprofit. I filed the paperwork wrong and it just got sent back just last week. But anyway, we're going to get there. It's a nonprofit ministry where we really want to have in every city, town, and village someone who's facilitating spirit-led business, where it's just a group of people that can meet and get together and really lean into God. You guys remember that bumper sticker that said, God's my co-pilot?
Yeah.
You know, and it's I'm aging myself, but no, he is not our co-pilot. He's the pilot.
Right. Yeah.
We just hang out and do what he says and pull the levers he says to pull. So
I love that, because there needs to be some new models. I think, you know, Full Gospel Business has took so many people so far. Yeah, I'm sure they're around still, but I mean, it was in the 70s. That was
yeah.
a place, and no one else had established, you know, it was established by that wonderful Armenian man who had fled the genocide, and it just had such an incredible story. And then, but there's been really not a lot of groups since then, unless there's pay-to-play groups, but there's not a lot of groups since then that have really helped people to join something that actually they can listen to God together. And I think it's so beautiful what you're doing. We so hope that people get involved. Tell us how people get involved.
Oh gosh. So there's a couple of ways that they can get involved. One, I wanted to give your viewers a free gift. They can go to spiritledbusiness.org/freebie. And it is a 6-step guide. It's a journal. It's like a 10-page journal that you can kind of just go through this activation of our core values for business, you know, and with God as the leader. And they can really move into massively moving their business forward mm-hmm. instead of just stalling. Or you can go to spiritledbusiness.org and just poke around.
Yeah, and find you. And do you still offer business coaching?
Is we that- do. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So. We do. That's our heart. That's our favorite thing to do in the world, is just really be with someone, because Holy Spirit shows up in those coaching sessions as you guys know, I'm sure, like none other. Someone asked me, they said, what do you attribute your success to? And I said, it's not a mentor. It's not a blueprint. Mm-hmm. I said, my success is God. Mm-hmm. And God is the one that built this business, and he's the one that gets the glory. Mm. And that truly is. And so that's what we're teaching people to do. And yeah, that's what I want. Awesome.
What yeah. a perfect note to end on. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank for you guys so much.
Well, really, we thank you. And we also thank all of you for listening or watching this. I'm going to encourage you to get involved with that very precious link, which could really offer you something to move you forward. I love that one of the women with the fastest growing companies is willing to give away that expertise in so many different ways. And the number one way she's expressing it is hearing from God, which is such a powerful way to connect to our faith. So I'm going to encourage you, go on that journey. If you don't know how, go to that website or visit us at bolsministries.com. We can click and we have a number of resources, including mine and Bob's book, Wired to Hear. I'm going to encourage you, if you're a business owner, business leader, you need this book in your hands. It's going to change the way you think about your life and your business. And we'll see you next time on Exploring the Marketplace. Thank you for being a part of Exploring the Marketplace, where faith and business collide to shape culture. Stay ahead with free resources, online courses, and exclusive content at bowlsministries.com. And even dive deeper with our online training, spiritual growth mentoring community, or grab a copy of Wired to Hear, the book that Bob and I co-authored to help you hear God in your career.
We're building a global conversation. You can be part of it. Partner with us or donate today, or recommend new guests for our show to fuel the impact. Let's stay connected. Follow us on social media at Sean Bowles or at Bob Hassan.
And did you love the episode? Share it with your network and leave a review. It helps us so much to reach more people who are ready to bring the kingdom into the marketplace.
See you next time.